You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You're listening to the Husker Online Show, your authority on Nebraska athletics.
I wanted to elevate my leadership, find a way to encourage the guys and drive our unit and be successful. And if things weren't going our way, find a way to turn that around. So that was my first kind of checkpoint I wanted to hit. Secondly, I want to get better myself, just accuracy, decision making. I think you can always get better at those things. So Produsco and the rest of the Qs, we've been hammering home on that. And then ball security. Turnovers have been a problem, and it's definitely been a point of emphasis this spring for us.
And welcome back here to the Husker Online Show. That was quarterback Adrian Martinez. I asked him, what were your goals this spring, and what did you want to get out of it? And that was his answer, just becoming a better leader. And I think he has grown in that department. This segment of the Husker Online Show is brought to you by Tanner's Sports Bar and Grill. Didn't get in there Saturday, but I'm sure it was hopping. Every place in Lincoln was hopping this weekend. And with graduation going on now this weekend, there'll be people out and about all over town. So if you're looking for a place to go to watch games, have cold beer, get great wings, go on into Tanner's Sports Bar and Grill. It is my favorite sports bar here in town on 31st and Yankee Hill Road. But guys, let's talk offensive storylines. We know Adrian Martinez is the quarterback. After that, though, the questions loom. Number one, who's the number two quarterback? And number two, who will Nebraska go in the portal? And Scott Frost has said no, they're not going to go in the portal at this point. And I think a lot of it has to do with Heinrich Harburg. I don't think anybody could look at you with a straight face and say that they believe Logan Smothers is the number two quarterback for Nebraska. And I'm not saying that Harburg is yet, but I think he's got the best potential to be the number two quarterback. And his growth this spring has led Nebraska to where they're probably not looking at taking a transfer portal quarterback.
Well, you just look at where those two quarterbacks are in this stage of the career. I mean, Smothers obviously hasn't played a game yet, but he's been here for, you know, the better part of a year. And, you know, Heinrich Harburg's just been here for a few months. And there's not much separation, if at all. And, in fact, when you look at just the body type and arm strength and, you know, it's just kind of overall playmaking ability, you might want to give an edge to Heinrich already. And I think that development probably changed the conversation about the transfer thing more than anything. I mean, Smothers, I think he was off and on. You know, there were, even within like the single practices or spring games that we watched, there were points where you look at him, he's like, what's he doing? Like, he couldn't even throw the ball 15 yards downfield. Then, you know, a few snaps later, he's throwing a perfect strike, you know, that you kind of have to do a double take. With Harburg, I mean, he showed flashes like that a lot. And, you know, while he made young guy mistakes, as you'd expect, you see the ceiling with his frame and his strength and athleticism. If he can start to put it together mentally, I think Nebraska got themselves a sneaky good long-term option at quarterback. And that rapid development he showed this spring, I think, put to bed any concerns about needing to go to the portal, especially the fact that they basically have to find a unicorn in the transfer portal that I don't even think exists at this point.
And that's the biggest thing when it comes to the portal is finding, you know, players that put their name in the portal, they're leaving their current situation to find a better one. You know, nobody's leaving their current situation to go be the backup quarterback at a Power 5 school like Nebraska. And Nebraska's not interested in taking someone out of the portal that's got 3 or 4 years of eligibility remaining either. So, because they don't want to screw up their whole room and the, you know, the kind of the spacing with the scholarships and whatnot. So I think that, you know, finding someone who is okay coming in and being behind Adrian and being ready if need be is, I mean, it's just very, very difficult to do. Now, when it comes to Harburg and Smothers, I think Smothers has Harburg on the mental side of the you know, spectrum. I think the understanding of the playbook and whatnot. But, you know, once Harburg catches up in that regard, that's going to be a heck of a battle there. And you know, he has those physical tools that are pretty much undeniable.
And we know Smothers was a great track athlete in high school, but Harburg was as well. Harburg didn't get a junior track season, but as a sophomore, he ran 11.1 electronic at state in the 100 meter as a sophomore. That's pretty dang good for a quarterback. He ran 22.63 as a sophomore in the 200 meter. He high jumped 6'4" and qualified for state and took third in the high jump. So not your typical quarterback that could run and jump like Harburg. And Smothers was also, Nate, a really good track runner. So both these guys can run. I don't come out and just say Smothers has a significant edge as a runner because I do think they both can run.
Well, I would say in a head-to-head race, Smothers would probably beat Harburg, I believe. He qualified for state in the indoor 60 in Alabama. He qualified for state in, I think, the 100 and 200 outdoor, as a junior. And I'm not sure. I can't remember off the top of my head if he didn't run as a senior because he was at Nebraska.
Smothers was a 10.89, Harburg 11.1. Smothers was a 22.34, and I think I said Harburg was a 22.6. So fairly comparable. But Smothers ran a 50.38 in the 400. I mean, that's a really good time.
That's a really good time.
So, I mean, yeah, Smothers has that element to
his lighter,
game.
He's lighter, too.
Yeah, I mean, he showed a little bit of that, when the pocket was collapsing, and, maybe that has something to do with his pocket awareness. But when he took off and ran, I mean, he did look like he had a little bit of juice to him. But, I still think with Heinrich's measurables and how much bigger and stronger he is, and the fact that there isn't that much, separation and speed, as some people might think, that's another reason to believe that, long-term, by the end of fall camp, Heinrich might be your number two.
You're listening here to the Husker Online Show. I want to move the discussion now over to running back. And I think that is a complete grab bag right now. The only thing I feel confident in saying is Gabe Irvin, I believe, is going to be a factor in some way or another. But after that, you have Jacquez Yant, you have Marvin Scott, Sevion Morrison, the injured Ramir Johnson, the injured Marquise Stepp. There are just so many factors with that position where I don't know if anybody can confidently say they know who the number one guy is going to be. I just feel confident at least believing that Urban's going to have a role in that group somewhere.
I agree. And, he showed something. You want to take about finding anything of substance to take away from that spring game. There were some plays where he had a run and kicked it outside and just ran by guys. And that's you can take something from that. When it comes down to just man on man, guy making a play, Irvin showed that he had a little bit of, like I said, a little bit of juice to it, to his running style. And, with the reports that we heard all spring about how far along he was, and he did miss some time with a minor injury, but otherwise he was a consistent participant in practice, which, as we know, with this running back group is a big deal. Guys got to stay on the field. So, you add his name very much squarely in the mix for, if not a starting job, then, certainly in that rotation. And, it's kind of one of those positions where I think there's more questions than there are answers than we went into spring ball with, where at least going into spring, we thought we knew who the number one was with Stepp. But, we got to see where he is by the time the season starts with coming off that injury. I think that was an unexpected development that really shuffled things around in that running back conversation. And, Irvin's emergence, obviously Yant's emergence. I mean, he showed that he's on his way to deserving a role in some capacity. So they have the numbers, they have the potential, but who is going to step up and lock that down? Right now, I don't think anyone's close yet.
Yeah, what you'd like to see is for one or two guys to really separate themselves from the rest of the group and be more than just a role player here or there, or kind of have a niche in the offense. And Ryan Held's talked about it. He doesn't like to have guys that can only do certain things. He wants guys that can be out there all three downs and can do everything in the offense. And so, that's what you're hoping for. You're hoping for one or two guys that can separate themselves. But I was super excited to see that Gabe Irvin came in as an early enrollee and was what we thought he was coming out of high school. It's been a while since a young guy has come in at that position and given Nebraska, exactly what you thought he was going to when he was coming out of high school. And I'd probably say Maurice Washington did that to a certain degree. But beyond that, you might have to go back to, I mean, maybe Amir or
Rex and Amir.
Yeah, and Rex and, well, and even, you know, I would say maybe not even Amir. I don't think many people thought Amir was going to come in and light the world on fire as a freshman.
Well, like Marcus Newby or Terrell Newby.
Yeah, Terrell Newby.
I mean, but he still bit, but never like.
He didn't live up. I mean, he was a borderline five-star guy. Mm-hmm. He was a top 100, you know, number like 40 or 50 in the country type of guy. But. So I feel really confident that Gabe Irvin, since he was able to come in and do this in just a couple months' time, that you know he's going to give you what you thought he was going to give you.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk defense and what we learned here. You're listening to the Husker Online Show.